All six of the Democrats on the ballot for mayor had 60 or 90 seconds to answer questions asked by Obama Academy students. One by one, each Democrat got their shot at addressing the area's most recent issue, corruption. The candidates were also asked to give examples of times they've stood up against it. First to tackle the issue was Pittsburgh City Councilman Bill Peduto, who says he stood up against corruption, and current mayor Luke Ravenstahl.
What we need is a complete cleaning. We don't need a red-up crew down in our neighborhoods. We need a red-up crew in City Hall.
That comment earned Peduto the most applause in the debate. Community organizer A.J. Richardson, who is originally from Brooklyn, New York, says the way to limit corruption is to be wary of lawmakers.
I think how we limit corruption is to be mindful of the individuals that we coexist to bring certain laws into existence. Another saying is to be careful of the company that you keep. We got to realize that first and foremost that we are a people that can be influenced as well as influence.
Former Pennsylvania Auditor General Jack Wagner was up next. He took the time to give examples of his efforts against corruption, including cyber and charter school funding practices.
The Pittsburgh public school system is losing literally tens of millions of dollars every year because they're paying the same approximate cost to cyber charter schools, where a child stays home and goes to school on a computer, the same amount as in a building in the Pittsburgh public school system.
While most of the candidates focused on the people in office, State Representative Jake Wheatley took a different approach to the corruption discussion. He says it's the state and city government processes that are not transparent enough.
When we have programs in place that are supposed to open up fairness and make sure equitable businesses have a fair shot, but the processes are in place, there's no transparency, there's no monitoring, there's no accountability. That's a corrupt system that needs to be changed.
Pittsburgh City Council President Darlene Harris addressed corruption by saying she's not a professional politician. She's just a member of the community.
I don't have a lot of money to spend, and corruption comes from money, too. When you go into a position like this, everybody wants to buy you and give you money. I've never been sold, and I never will be.
Michael Lamb, on the other hand, says his work as Pittsburgh controller has made the city government more transparent and says he will do the same to the mayor's office if he's elected.
I've always believed that sunlight is the best disinfectant. So we're opening the windows on city government and the city controller's office. And as mayor, we're going to make this city government the most open, transparent, and honest government that this city's ever seen.
Josh Wander, the only Republican candidate for Pittsburgh mayor, attended but did not participate. Other questions addressed taxes for nonprofits, gun control, crime, education, minimum wage, and retaining population and businesses. I'm Emily Farah, 90.5 WESA News.